seconds. The concert's on the 20th at the Paramount, just like our last concerts. The night before will be the dress at the Paramount, the 19th of February. And the regular rehearsal on Wednesday, the 18th, will be at Valley Center for the Performing Arts, which is the former Holy Names University. If you went to one of the summer sing-ins, that's where our rehearsal will be. We will be in the concert hall that's there, not in the black box. And just very quickly, we will not be there long for both of those rehearsal nights, something like 30 to 45 minutes, because there are four pieces on that concert for the symphony. So it's not like either. Yeah, thank you. So you're singing second on the first half. So okay. One piece and then you and then the
usual.
Okay. This is where you do your thing.
All right, okay. Hello, everybody. Should we become friends a little closer here? Sopranos, maybe? You want us? I know. I figured that since we never perform in a semi-circle, it would be good to start being in our rows so we get used to how that will sound. Tonight, obviously, it's just sopranos and altos until 8:25. And so this is our time to kind of spend some time on the Esmael and then start to look at the debt and get acquainted as sopranos and altos together. Yeah? All right, should we stand up and warm up? Just to really feel your whole balloon all the way around expand. Yeah? Yeah, can we try with an even bigger breath? Can everyone do this motion with me?
Imagine that. Here we go. Let's keep going.
Sorry. And
glory, glory, glory.
vowel doesn't change on every note. So not ya, but just ya. Ready? So as we get higher, you can have a feeling like you're yawning or like you're about to sneeze. Yeah? If I can do it, you can do it. Ready? And up. Share with all of you because they may not have been the only one with this question. The question was essentially, usually we're told in choral singing to use more diction, but you were telling us to use less diction when we were doing this piece. So I wanted to explain my philosophy on diction, since you asked. To me, diction isn't necessarily how you pronounce something or how much you pronounce something. Rather, how do you bring meaning to each word? And so, and I'll repeat that one more time. It's not, to me, not how you pronounce something or how much or how little you pronounce something. Rather, how do you bring meaning to each word? So in a piece like this, written by an American, set in the U.S., in English, it felt out of place to me to say, it is not I, or it, or community. That's why we're making the T's a little bit softer, so that it sounds like the place that it's supposed to be. If we're singing the Hallelujah chorus, written in the UK, it may be pronounced differently. And so please, please, please keep asking these questions, because I'm sure you're not the only one that's questioning this, and it also makes me think about, why am I saying this? So, I just want to share that with you. All right. Any questions? Great. Let's start in the middle. Can we go to measure 98, letter G, as in guy? So remember, it's but now, it is no longer. And for those of you who weren't here last week, you'll catch on, it's quite repetitive. And for those of you that were, we'll remind ourselves together. Ready? Let's try again. Eyes. And as we go here, let's make sure that you are leading and not Jesse, yeah? But now it is no longer. Ready? Reminder when we're sitting to do your very best to keep the music up so that we can all connect. And I will also try to do this. Ready, altos? Yeah, let's do it together, a cappella. Good. In the back, I hear the B a little bit later than in the front. So our first triplet note comes a little bit earlier than we think. So longer, long. Does that make sense?
Okay. I'm holding that C now too long.
But now, I think it's okay. But let's make sure that the ah vowel remains the entire length of the note so that we don't get but now. The oo comes at the very end. Alto's alone again. As soon as we close our eyes, we start to listen more and stop looking. And so then we start to match those vowels. Can we do it one more time with your eyes open? It's fine. Ready? Good. Wonderful. All right. So paramount, it's your turn. But now, pick up to G. Ready? And. Good. Can you make sure that the B is right on the pitch? But now. And.
But now it is wrong.
the more and more that we're listening really within our sections, then when it comes together, hopefully the vowels will start to match even better. Everyone button up. Ready? Good, can we do it a cappella? Listening way better with Jesse, everyone but now. Forte. Feel free to write in fortissimo there. Yes, please.
Bob, 102, where the altos do that after me.
Yeah.
Can we cut off that whole note just a little so we can take a...
No! Break? Yes, of course. Yeah, let's take a little breath after 102 altos. Because there's no final consonant, I will trust you to take the breath that you need without losing the tension of the note. All right, homeland, measure 115, letter H. And just as we did in our warm-up, let's make sure that we're breathing in on a good O vowel here, yeah? Ready, three, four. Different rhythms on top, yeah? Here we go, from letter H. Ready, three, four. Good, let's do it one more time with Jesse playing along. I think the key is that when we sing homeland, let's make sure we don't hold it too long because we need to get, let this sweet. So, homeland. Let this sweet, right? Here we go. Just altos. Ready? Three, four. So it's to me letter.
Oh, not after me. At the end of 126.
Yes, just before the 3-2 measure.
Not before the last 2.
No. No. I think it's okay. And then what was the other spot? Oh, the U vowel, can it have a little bit more of an O in it? Because right now I'm hearing a little bit of U, and if we put a little bit of O, it could sound more like U. Ooh, it's just a rounded, more rounded lips and a little more space in your mouth. U versus U. I'm exaggerating, of course, but not much. All right, Sopranos, 115, Homeland. Ready, 3, 4. Good, can we have a better low vowel? Just Sopranos on that note? Yeah, 3, 4. Together, can we just hear the first note at 115, all sopranos and altos? Breathing in on a good O. Good, together again. Good, now fortissimo. Yeah, let's not lose that. 3, 4. Can we make sure that we hold this streets all the way to the rest? Surface streets and highways. And sopranos, one measure before that, measure 131. Let's take a little bit lift before the second her way. Yeah? Her way, her way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Let's go on. Sorry, I just want to keep an eye on my schedule. Thank you. All right, here we go. Surface streets, altos, letter I, and sopranos when you say. Ready, 3. So measure 137, remember it's and highways, she will. It's a quick S, right? Can we speak from measure 1-3-6 in rhythm. Speaking from measure 1-3-6 in rhythm. Ready? 3.
Surface tree and highway.
Good. We're just one beat late, I think, there. Also, let's try one more time. Yes, exactly. And highways. And highways. She tricks us here. All right, here we go. Same place. 1-3-6. Ready? And.
Surface tree. And highway. And highways. And highways.
Altos alone. Ready? And.
Surface trees and highways. And highways.
Yeah, exactly. So we're just like there. And highways. Sorry. And highways. And highways. Yeah? One more time, Altos. Ready? And.
Surface trees.
4, 5.
And highways.
3, 4.
And highways.
Good. And then the S has to be really quick. And highways. She will. So that we can observe that rest in the 4-4 measure. Can we all, altos just go, and highways. Ready? And.
And highways.
Good. Without going on again. And.
And highways.
Good. One more time. And.
And highways.
Good. All right. Let's sing it. 1-3-6. With sopranos and altos. And. Sopranos first. Starting piano all the way to mezzo forte. 3 beats. Ready? 3, 4. Can we just speak at 163 just for a moment? Ready? 1, and.
Let her descend, oh, your distance,
good, one more time. So, let her dismantle your distance.
Yeah.
Yeah? yeah. It should be an eighth wrist. Let's try it one more time. If it's not helpful for it to be an eighth rest, we can make it a quarter rest. But let's try it one more time as an eighth rest first. Yeah? Speaking altos 163. One.
Let her dismantle your distance, your distance, until one day.
Yeah, good. Okay, good, good. Let's keep the eighth rest. Make sure that in 164, the tied note of man, dismantle, is not too long. We get off it. Yeah, let her dismantle you. Without accenting, obviously, but having that feeling of still her. Good. Let's sing it. Altos. Alto ones are. Oh my goodness. That's okay. Alto twos today. Okay, great. Next week we can find each other. Yeah? Okay, here we go. Ready? And one. Sopranos and altos, and I'd love to just speak this until one day she arrives here, just to get a feeling of until one day, one, two, she arrives here. Yeah? She arrives, palm tree shadow. Ready? Just on until one day. Pretend like you're whispering it to your neighbor. Ready? One, two.
Until one day.
One, two.
She arrives here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now can we do it one more time with just the like forte energy but piano volume? Until one day. You ready? One, two.
Until one day.
One, two.
She arrives here.
Exactly, exactly. So that will make a huge difference from our let her dismantle to until one day. Let's sing it while we have this in our mind. Please.
Also, remember, it's one palm tree, so one shadow.
Yes. Two eyes. Here we go. Measure 163 and then adding the sopranos when you have your dismantling. Ready? One. So pick up to measure 170, altos and seconds. Ready? One. The vowel of dust doesn't become too much like da, da. It's just a bit of da, not da, but da. There's just a little bit more presence, a little bit more roundness. Otherwise, it starts to sound like dust in her eyes. Yeah. Is there a question?
Is dust
That's like a Bob Dylan. All right. Good. Let's do altos and first sopranos. Ready? One. You all know where the word ends, but sometimes it sounds like we're guessing. Dust. So put the ST at the very end of the word. Dust in her eyes, dust in her. So it's a quick st. Yeah? All right, here we go. Everyone, one. Second soprano. There, our E flat can come from the alto shadow. Yeah? So try it. Ready? One. Smiles, sopranos. Ready? One, two. Yeah, we gotta breathe though. Breathe on B3. One, two. Let's get these S's together. They should be all together throughout everyone. So and smiles, and it shouldn't sound like smiles, but just that it's all together. One more time. The breath was wonderful, sopranos. One, two. Make sure that you come in quietly, just so that we don't hear a lot of in and out breathing. But we'll figure that out. It'll be wonderful. Can we start measure 1-8-8, just altos and seconds? And I'm a little fast. That's one, two. Thank you. that's a wonderful, wonderful vowel that really works well. And then the sopranos, top sopranos, you can just kind of sing ah for most of this because it's so high and so delicate. Good. Let's do, in our last 3 minutes on this piece, let's do the very end here. All the way from measure, I don't know, measure 181 with the pickup and smiles and smiles. Ready with a good breath. One, two. Good, but together. One, two. Find some more of these details, but it's such a powerful piece. I'm so excited to hear it all together. Are there any questions in this piece before we move on? I know we didn't do the beginning today, but that's okay. All right, let's look at the debt. Did anyone have a chance to listen to any of the recording yet? All right, if you have some time, it's pretty epic. The recording has some weird diction things, but that's okay. Let's look at page 31. So for those of you that don't know this piece, which is probably everyone since I didn't know it before recently, it's the story of Moses, written by Nathaniel Dett, working to interweave spirituals with Western classical music, and it's a pretty incredible piece, incredible story, and we're going to find all of these different characters that come out in this piece. And so today we're just going to start with this part that goes into Go Down Moses, which is probably the most famous part of the whole piece. Yeah? All right, but let's start with the burning bush. So we'll start, and from a burning bush. Does everyone have page 31? Do we all have the same score for this? Yay. All right, great. Anything interesting to say? Let's just try it. Let's hear it out. Ready? One, two. Yeah. Twice as fast. Ready, here we go. One, two.
Burning bush. a day for us. It's really small. It's not all B flat.
Yeah, it is
an
A
to
B flat.
Yeah. Great. Can we go back and can we just speak the text together? And from a burning bush. Pretend like you're telling the story to a kid that's never heard this story before. Ready? One, two.
And from a burning bush.
Let's make sure that when we get to God speak unto Moses, the beginning was wonderful. The kid was imagining the burning bush. And then when you said God speak unto Moses, it sounded like God speak unto Moses. Doesn't matter what your religion is, these stories are totally fascinating. This guy is apparently walking along and a bush starts burning and starts talking to him. That's crazy. Okay. I know. but anytime we speak text, let's make sure that it doesn't become monotonous, because that's how we lose any character when we go to sing it. Yeah? All right. Here we go. Let's sing it. Altos. Ready? One, two. Make sure that the flood of flaming is very quick.
Flame.
Otherwise, it's going to flame. Yeah. Ready? One, two. From the top of page 32, flaming.
Flaming.
Ready? Second sopranos. And. Top of page 32. And they're all singing flaming. Ready? And. Yeah, but not hold it too long. You don't get that excuse. Ready? And. Yeah. good. We will come back and do this in just a moment, but I want to go on to Godot Moses. So let's go to page 36. And can we all sing the alto line at 2, 7, 8 just for now? Just so that we get a sense of what world we're in here.
By the way, we don't have measure numbers in our scores.
Perfect. That's okay. 36, third system, first measure. All right, go down, Moses, and just be wary that the rhythm is not exactly what you may know. Ready? Go down, everyone. And. I talked to Kendrick about this, so we'll do fe ero, and then let my people go, not let my people go. It's the same as in the Espanol with those T's. So I'll repeat that one more time.
Yes.
Egypt's land, tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Yeah? All right, here we go. Everyone on their own parts. Let's see. Yeah, that's fine. Here we go. Bottom of page 36. You're God's voice now. You're not the narrator. Ready? I never talked to God, but that didn't sound like God. Ready? Here we go. Sopranos on the second soprano part for now, and if I or Kendrick changes our minds, we'll chat about it, but I just don't see a good reason at the moment. Okay, page 39, altos. We'll figure out the pronunciation of Israel versus Israel. I'll talk to Kedrick and find out what he wants before I make a decision. Here we go, top of 39, just out those. Odd results. Ready? And. So it'll slow down a little bit. There'll probably be a little break before the last two beats of measure 300, yeah? So where it says poco allargando, meaning a little slowing down. Molto marcato, a lot of marcato. All right. Sopranos, thou shalt lead my people. And just as a reminder, we've already heard this in the tenors or in the basses, and so as with anything that gets high in the sopranos, it's okay if we lose some of the text as it gets higher. Okay, top of the third note, sopranos. Good odd. And. Yeah, good. But with a good breath, too. And. Second measure, can we all write crescendo on the vowel and a carryover so that it's not shalit. It'll make the high note a lot easier. To the promised land, go down. Yeah, there's big accents there. Thou shalt lead thy people, thou shalt lead thy people to the promised land, go down. This is an order from God to Moses. One more time, sopranos. We won't do this whole thing. Ready? And thy is the same vowel as thou. It's just the end changes. Ready? Good breath. The second thou was phenomenal. And then we got curious about the notes. Can we just hear this from Jesse once? Just the sopranos from the top of 39. It totally works. Can we just try it, sopranos? And let's not lose that crescendo. Ready? Sopranos, the only note I have is when we have that go down, make sure that it's a really tall ah vowel with that space in our mouths, otherwise it starts to collapse and it gets fun. Alright, altos, ready? Altos and sopranos, top of page 39. Ready? And. Good. I just saw it. We have a really good, even though we're sitting deep, full breath, nothing shallow. Total opposite of that, yeah? Alright, let's do the whole go down Moses. Bottom of 36. may hear is very forceful, I think we can have that same energy without it sounding like, go down, Moses. We're telling a story, we're not beating the words. All right, here we go. Bottom of 36.
Good
old
vowel.
Ready?
Go
and.
Go down,
it's going to do. So you always need to be looking up. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Take a seat. Thank you. Can we all look at page 38? The second system, the last measure of the whole page. Can we write in a crescendo there? We'll take a breath. Let my people go. Thou shalt. It's just to keep that energy going. So that's, let my people go. Thou shalt. We have to keep the drama going. So a crescendo on that last one. And just so that you're all aware, in measure 291, we should be unison with all sopranos and altos, right?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Any questions from tonight? All right.